Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 171, season 7. Today's date is October 22nd, 2022, and that is 10-2-2-2-2. I can't help it. I like to say that. Okay, thank you for joining me today. And on today's program, I will talk about Borders Bookstore. And it was also called Borders Books and Music. That's what it's titled. And second, I will talk about Filene's Basement Clothing Store. And third, I will talk about a very popular topic that I posted on my social media accounts is what TV shows I watch after I came home from school. So the response of that on my social media accounts has been very, very interesting and also very popular. So I'll discuss that, my memories of what shows I watched after I came home from school. And this is mostly in the 1970s when I was a child. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Golden Griddle Pancake Syrup. And I remember this very well. So here's a commercial from the 1970s, probably around 75, 76, 1975, 1976. And so sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
Nature put the drip in syrup. We found a way to keep the flavor and stop the drip. Announcing Golden Griddle, the first maple-rich syrup with a push-pull top made not to stick or drip. Golden Griddle. Just squeeze and pour, squeeze and pour, squeeze and pour, without losing one maply golden drop. Golden Griddle. We took out the drip.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Golden Griddle Pancake Syrup. Like I said before, I remember this product very well. And the advertisement on television, when I was a kid, my mother did buy this syrup, and it was very good. Other syrups she bought, you know, pancake syrups, you know, for waffles and French toast, was Log Cabin. They made butter flavor. Remember that? And also Mrs. Butterworth's. And also Aunt Jemima, which is not called that anymore. It's called Pearl Milling. Well, let's not get into that. I still call it Aunt Jemima, and I think most people will still do that to this day. And Golden Griddle, I don't see it in the stores anymore. I don't know where it disappeared, probably in the 80s, mid-80s or something like that. But I checked online, and I did a Google search. It's available on Amazon, I believe. So if you're nostalgic, you can go purchase it online if you like, but I never seen it in stores lately. All I saw was the ones I mentioned before. And Mrs. Butterworth is my favorite. I like that one. Log Cabin was good, too. Yeah, it's still around. So another relic from the 1970s. Oh, boy. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I told what I'm going to talk about, Borders Books and Music, also Filene's Basement Clothing Store, and then the TV shows that I watch after I came home from school. First, I'm going to talk a little bit of something personal real quickly. As you know, I went for my checkup at the urologist, and he told me my PSA rose. That's a little alarming. And he didn't look too happy about that. So he scheduled a body scan, like a bone scan. And that'll be on Monday, October 24th. I'll be there for 4 hours in the hospital. I've done this before, and that was when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. But I asked him why it rose, because I'm taking hormone therapy. And he says, well, it happens, you know, that this is very common. It's called biochemical recurrence. It happens to most prostate cancer patients. So I've been scared to death. I'm very nervous, you know, and what's going to happen, you know, if there's something found? He says, you'll probably go another hormone therapy, another medication, which is fine. I don't think I'll do surgery. I've already done it. And radiation, I've already done that. Then possibly another type called salvage radiation. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And then I'll go for a CAT scan on November 1st. I have a feeling it's probably something, but then it'll be medicated. You know, I'll get medication. But I have a lot of support from people, my family, my friends, my followers on social media. And they've been very supportive. And they said, please do not worry. You know, you're in our prayers. I hope everything goes well. And I thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. I really do. You know, I'm tired of being sad and angry all the time. I want to beat this thing. Get rid of it. So I'm being optimistic. Okay. Now, let's have some fun. Let's talk about Borders, books, and music. And this was a very popular bookstore. It closed about 2011, not too long ago, about 11 years ago. And they had a lot of locations in the Chicagoland area. And I'll give you a little history of that. It's not a Chicago-based company, no. It was founded in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And it was founded in December 10th, 1971. And then it closed finally on September 28th, 2011. And, you know, I had a couple comments from people when I posted what I'm going to talk about. They said, why are you talking about this? It's not from Chicago. I get that all the time. And I explained to people, look, I know, but it was in the Chicagoland area and other cities in the United States. So, you know, it was part of our lives. So, you know, my podcast is not really consistent. You know, I don't talk about just Chicago-based companies or like that, because mostly I do, but there are other, you know, factors in this podcast that I would discuss, you know. So I'm sorry about that. That's the way it is. So all right, let's get back. And around 2010, right a year before it closed, they all closed. They operate about 500 over 500 stores in the United States, and they bought Walden Books. Remember that? That was a good bookstore. I had one. There was one in Chicago Ridge Mall near my house. I used to go there all the time. And I think in Fort City, I believe, like in the 90s. And they also had Borders Express, you know, a little store. And they also had an airports. You know, I remember seeing that. Also, they had outlet stores. I didn't remember seeing outlet stores in Chicago. So, And then, I did a little digging up on, based on the Chicago Tribune archives, on which store opened in Chicago. And I believe, I could be wrong, but it could have been the one in Oak Brook, Illinois. And that was located on 16th Street and King Erie Highway. That's Route 83. And that could be one of the first. The other one was in in Deerfield at 43 South Waukegan. I think it's right near probably the mall, Deerbrook Mall, I believe. I'm not sure. I only went there once. And the funny thing, and then they opened two in downtown. One was at 150 North State Street. That was on the corner of Randall Street and State Street, where it used to be Shopper's Corners. People remember that. And now I heard it's an Old Navy store, but I heard it's closing at the end of the year. That's a shame. And the other one was at 820 North Michigan Avenue, right near Water Tower Place. And I never went to that one. If I was in the downtown area, I visited, I always go to the one on State Street in Randolph. And I love that store. It was great. You know, I remember... They had the like when you enter in, they have all the books, you know, they're discounted like 50% off, you know, 30%. And then you go upstairs and they have the music section where all the CDs like that. And they had headphones so you can listen to selected tracks on albums, which is kind of cool like that. The other stores I visit was the one I mentioned before in Oak Brook, Illinois. I went there once in a while. And then once I was done, I went to Barnes & Noble's down the street and go there. But Barnes & Noble's is still around, but that location moved to the mall. It's in the mall. And I go there, the last time I was there for a few months ago. It was kind of nice. You know, thank God it's still there. And the other locations I visited Borders was on the south side where I live. One was in Orland Park, 153rd and LaGrange Road. Now it's a Whole Foods store. And the other one was in the Beverly area in the neighborhood on 95th east of Western Avenue. That one I liked a lot. That was a big store. But now it's closed. I don't know what's occupied there. Last I heard, it was a Halloween store. You know, the famous Halloween store, you know, for costumes right around Halloween. And usually when I go into a border store, I walk in, I look around, I head to the magazine section because I'll read magazines and they had a wide selection. They had even imported magazines. They did that. I looked at movies, television, technology. They had a big sports section of that, a lot of sports magazines. Also the adult magazines, they're wrapped in plastic. I remember that. Excuse me. And would look around. I would go to the biography section. Then I would go to the television section because I'm a huge fan of TV. And I would look for books about television. I did that. Also, hobbies are like collectibles. You know, I'll do that. And next I would, so they had a coffee shop. You know, I don't remember Starbucks. No, I don't think they had that. And then they had seats, so you can sit around and read. You could do that. And they sold calendars. I like that. And then you go to the music section, and you would listen to tracks, you know, with the headphones. They get a lot of CDs. Now, you know, now you just download songs on your computer. But I still have a CD collection. If I want to find something rare, I'll go to a store, you know, like a record store. It still exists like that. And so I do browse. So I love to browse and I like to read and I sit down like for a few hours. It's just very relaxing. All the stress goes away like that. And it's beautiful. You know, nobody bothers you and all that. And let's see what else at the store. Yeah, they get coffee. Sometimes they had live entertainment and also book signings. You know, famous celebrities had rare book signings there. It's just like Crocs and Bertano's, like in the old days. They had that, which was a big deal at the Loop, you know, downtown Loop location. They had that, and so unfortunately, it closed in 2011. There were other locations besides the ones I mentioned. So I think I found a few, and here it is. There was one on North and Halsted, also on Diversity and Clark in the Lakeview neighborhood, also in the Uptown neighborhood at Lawrence and Broadway, and also at the Lincoln Village Shopping Center that's on Lincoln Avenue, right near Peterson, or by Devon, you do that. I'm sure there were other locations that I didn't mention. Probably one in Wheaton, Illinois, remember that? Wilmette. If you want to comment, if you think of other locations, please do that. That's all I have. And so it's a shame because I love, like I said before, I love going to bookstores and I have a lot of fun. You know, and thank God we have Barnes & Noble still there. Oh, please stay open. Please stay open. You know, I mean, a lot of people claim that Amazon killed the book that killed that bookstore. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. I can't prove it. But You know, I like to order a book on Amazon. I just did about a week ago, and because I would never find it in the store, but I like something physical to read. I want to read that. You lie down, you're sitting in a chair or you're in bed. You want to read before you go to sleep. That's what's very nice about it. You know, young people don't get it. They just look at their tablets. It's not the same. You know, I can't do that. Okay. Next up, I have Filene's Basement. Now, here's another store that was not based in Chicago. It was based in Massachusetts, and that was founded in 1908. Headquarters was in Burlington, Massachusetts, and it was a clothing store. It was a chain. Here's my memories of this particular store. About 1991, I went to Boston and with my mom. We visited relatives there for the first time. She hasn't seen them in years, not since she was a child. And they asked us to go visit there, and I said, okay. Then we went to Midway Airport. We flew Midway Airlines. Remember that? I'll talk about that someday. And we arrived at Boston, and we stayed there for about a week. You know, and it was a nice trip. I should go back. I love Boston. It's a nice city. And my aunt mentioned about Filene's Basement. And I never heard of this store at all. And I go, what is that? And she says, it's a clothing store. So I went with my mom and her, you know, and her husband drove us there to the mall nearby. They live in Lynn, Massachusetts. And I forget where the mall was. Okay, probably nearby. And I saw Filene's Basement there and also Jordan Marsh. I think that's gone. That's their East Coast store. It's like Marshall Fields, like Macy's. And there was Filene's Basement. And I said, they had a green sign. It looked nice. Okay, and I totally forgot about that. And then all of a sudden, in the same year, they opened one in Chicago. And that was kind of a weird coincidence. So the first one was located at 1 North State Street where Weebold's department store was. It was, I don't know what was there before, but yeah, it opened there. And I remember I worked downtown during that time, and there it was. So and then they opened another one, a location at 830 North Michigan Avenue near Water Tower, and I believe that's the location where Magnum was, that clothing store, that fancy clothing store. So that's kind of nice, like that. And they expanded. I think there was one on Broadway Avenue near Surf Street. I think that's about, I'm not sure where Surf Street, I think it's Belmont or Diversey around there. They opened one in Schaumburg. And I'm trying to think. And one in Skokie. On the south side, I didn't see any. I don't remember seeing that. I doubt it. So they had a few locations and it did very well. The funniest things about that store was they had the running of the brides. They had a sale. They had they had wedding dresses marked down, and then they announced that prior to the sale, you know, when the sale would start, and then all the women would line up outside the store, and then once they opened the doors, they come rushing in and they run. I've seen this on television. It's hilarious. They did that not just Chicago. They did this probably at Boston and other locations. I know it's funny, you know, like that. I don't know if they still do something like that today, probably. Well, maybe Black Friday. But I went to the store once downtown just to look around and see. It wasn't bad. You know, they had nice quality clothes, you know, and other items. And unfortunately, they closed in 2011, same year as Borders. And they announced that. And then there was a company called Sims. And they bought that. That's based in New Jersey. And they bought the Findings Basement, and then everything closed down. And a lot of people I've heard from the East Coast were very disappointed. They were so angry about that because they loved the store. Yeah, I can understand, like, Marshall Field's here. And now it's online. If you want to buy something for Findings Basement, you can go on your computer and do online purchases. It's not the same, but it's how it is. And so they did advertise in Chicago, you know, quite a bit. I remember that. And but that's too bad. It really is, because that was an institution, you know, in Boston. You know, that's part of their, you know, one of their great businesses, like we have. Okay. All right. Next up, I'm going to talk about something very nice and fun. Well, the others were fun, but this is more fun. I posted a TV ad. It was featured Speed Racer. Remember the cartoon series? It aired in Chicago in the 70s and 80s. And on the caption, I said, what were the TV shows you watch after you came home from school? And Speed Racer was one of them. I did this before, and on another podcast episode, I discussed that. But I figured, why not do it a second time? And I posted on Twitter. That came very popular. Facebook, not so much. Instagram, no, not really. But Twitter, you know, it caught everyone's attention, and they commented and they retweeted and, like, sharing. They said what, and then they commented what shows they watch. And I got wonderful answers. One was Gilligan's Island. I watched that too. And let's see what else. Like, for example, if the Cubs were playing on WGN Channel 9, sometimes they start at 1 o'clock after one, you know, with the leadoff man, and then they have the game. And then when the game was over, they had the 10th inning, and then they would go show the show in progress. Like, for example, Gilligan's Island, there was the Flintstones, there was Bugs Bunny, like that. If they had a doubleheader, you know, that extended about 4:30, 5 o'clock or something like that. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play the theme song of Speed Racer. I'm guilty of this. So I will play that. It'll take you back to a wonderful time. And when I come back, I will talk about my memories of what shows I watched. Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting. So you might share the same shows that I watch. It'd be kind of fun. Okay, so here is the theme song of Speed Racer. Here we go.
He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon, and he's gonna be chasing after someone. He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, bet your life's the racer, see it through. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go! He's often flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go!
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the theme song for Speed Racer. Oh, that is infectious. You can't get it out of your head. I love this show. I really do. I loved it when I was a kid, you know, and I have it on DVD. I have it on Blu-ray. Blu-ray looks gorgeous, you know. The show, I think it was created in 1965 in Japan, and they had Japanese actors. But the people there in charge of the show were from New York. I don't know the whole story of that, I talked about Speed Racer on a previous podcast episode in length. And I remember the first time I watched it was probably in the afternoon, like about 3 o'clock, 3:30 on Channel 32. It first aired in around 11:30 or noon. I think it premiered in the early 70s, something like, or 1969 or something like that. And I got hooked on the show, and so did everyone else. So that was one of the shows I watched when I came home from school. You know, if you had a bad day at school, you had a good day. You know, usually most people, when they come home, they change. You know, I had to wear a uniform because I went to a Greek American school. I changed clothes and then maybe have something to eat, you know, a little snack. Other kids they did their homework or they watched television right away. I think most of the kids watched television and then they did their homework, you know, did a little of that. Or if they had a big test the next day, they would skip it, skip television and study. And then after they had dinner, then they study more, you know. But it was only during school. But in the summer, you could watch TV all you want. Doesn't matter. And so, like I said, you know, the funny thing about Speed Racer is like the names they had in there. And they had Chim Chim the chimpanzee. He was for comic relief. So he was hilarious with Spritel. That was Speed Racer's brother. You know, and they went on adventures and a lot of fun. Like that. And, you know, it reran and still on reruns, you know, forever. And then it moved to Channel 44. I remember that probably in the late 70s, early 80s. And then the MTV showed it on later on. I'm thinking the 90s. Yeah, I think so. And then, so I don't know if it's available on television. I haven't seen it. So you have to buy the DVD. You know, or watch online, or you can stream it. Maybe it's streamed. I don't know. I haven't checked. Okay. Here are the other shows I used to watch when I came up from school. This is my earliest memories of that. You know, BJ and Dirty Dragon were on in the afternoon, and then they moved to noon opposite Bozo Circus. I remember that. A lot of people don't like that. And it aired on Channel 32, started in 1968, and then it was canceled. Then he moved 1 year to WGN, and then it was canceled. Then Bill Jackson and the rest of the characters did Giggle Snort Hotel. You know, they did that. So that's nice. And let's see what else. There was Felix the Cat, the animated series. He had his magic bag of tricks, you know, with the Professor, Poindexter, Rock Bottom, Master Cylinder, and Vavoom. I like that one. It's hilarious. Yeah, that was on Channel 32. I'm trying to remember. That was Magilla Gorilla. That was like a package. That was Magilla Gorilla. There was, I'm trying to think, Breezy and Sneezy, Yippee Yappy and Yahooey. There was Peter Potamus. I can't think of anything else. Pumpkin Puss and Mush Mouse, they had that, and Ricochet Rabbit. Here we go. Also, the Banana Splits were on. I never saw Banana Splits when it originally aired, because that premiered in 68. Then it went to 32, but it was edited. So they showed the cartoons and then, you know, they showed the Banana Splits. Oh, that was fun. And they played music like that. That's kind of cool. Sitcoms that I watched on Channel 32 were let me try to think. The Brady Bunch was there. Remember that? There was the Munsters, the Addams Family. Yeah, Brady Bunch, I remember that. The Monkees, that was on at 5 o'clock. And then the Partridge Family was at 5:30. Also, Batman, they had the Batman Hour. Channel 32. Oh, that was great. I loved it. Yeah. Oh, I saw a little Batman when I was maybe 5 or 6 on Channel 9. A little bit, you know, snippets of that. But then when they brought it to 32, oh, that was fun. They made a big deal about that. You know, I'm still a fan of the show. I have it on Blu-ray. It looks gorgeous. It's a lot of fun. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think. Also, they had the Three Stooges. and Little Rascals. You know, they had an hour of that. My first time watching the Three Stooges was on Channel 9, and probably like Saturday morning, I caught a little of that. And then when they brought it into Channel 32, probably 75, 76, I think 74, 75, and they syndicated on Channel 32. And that was fun. That was great. Like that. Okay, and on Channel 9, I watched Gilligan's Island. Sometimes they had Bugs Bunny. And for the from 5 to 7, the shows they had were Hogan's Heroes, the Andy Griffith Show. They had that. And also, the best lineup I liked was I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched, Andy Griffith Show, and Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke was a classic at 6:30 in the evening or after dinner. I would watch that, you know. And you know, they had the Flintstones also in the afternoon. I remember Frazier Thomas hosted the Flintstones. He did that, you know. I remember the disembodied heads. Oh, how would you say that? The heads were Fred, Barney, Wilma, and Betty in the back. He would introduce the episodes, you know, or on a commercial break. I still love that. I have it on Blu-ray. Looks gorgeous. It's one of my favorites. And let's see. I'm trying to think what else on Channel 9. You know, like I said before, they had the Cubs game, you know, and then they would show what shows after that was scheduled. On Channel 11, it was Sesame Street, also Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I didn't watch much of that, but they had the Electric Company. I talked about that on a previous podcast episode. That's a cool show. I like that. And I watched that. And they also had Zoom, but that was at 6 o'clock or 6:30. It was around dinner time. I talked about, again, on a previous podcast episode. That was fun of that. Let's see what else. And then, of course, we had Channel 44, WSNS, which, of course, Speed Racer was on. They had Spider-Man from the 1967 series. Oh, that was cool. With the jazzy music. Oh, I can't get that out of my head. I love that show. They had The Adventures of Superman, starring George Reeves. They had, let's see what else. They had Leave It to Beaver at 5 o'clock. I remember that. And they also had a show. It was a man called Steve Hart. Or Stephen Hart? Yeah, Steve Hart. He had a puppet show, and I don't remember the puppet's name, but he presented Popeye cartoons. It was kind of cool. It was kind of nice. You can find those on YouTube for fuzzymemories.tv. Rick Klein uploaded some videos of Steve Hart, and he's on Facebook. You know, I found him, you know, so he's, God bless him, he's still around. You know, he probably talked about his, I don't know what he does now, you know. And let's see what else on Channel 44. I remember the lineup, when I came home from school, I was 7th or 8th grade, and I liked the lineup. That was, at 5 o'clock was My Favorite Martian, at 5:30 was Hazel, and then at 6 o'clock was either Get Smart or Gomer Pyle. I remember that, and so that was cool. You know, and then Channel 44 showed the White Sox games. You know, they broadcasted there with Harry Carey. You know, it's kind of nice. I can't think of anything else on Channel 4, but the other channels in Chicago, like Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 7, they showed mostly game shows or news. I don't think they had the news on, but they showed game shows or some sitcoms. Channel 7 showed the 3:30 movie, if there was a good movie to watch. The first movie I watched on the 3:30 movie was Help by the Beatles. I remember that was one of my first movies I watched on 3:30 movie. That's how I was introduced to them. I was very little. And, Channel 2, I think it had a movie that, also they had the Rockford Files. I remember that. And Barnaby Jones. Also, like in, when I started Bogan High School in 1977, they broadcasted the Mary Tyler Moore Show at 3 o'clock, yeah, or four. It was 4 o'clock, I believe. I watched a little bit when I was little, when it was on Channel 2, but then I watched the reruns every day, and I loved it. You know, that was kind of nice. See Mary and Rhoda and all the gang. I have it on DVD. It's great. Great show. So, you know, that was a beautiful time. you know, when you were in school and you had a bad day, like me, you know, I was bullied or I didn't like the teacher. I hated homework and a little escapism. I just go home, turn on the television, and I entered that world. It's a beautiful world. But reality is important. So like that. But a lot of people I know had fond memories, you know, as their kids. They watched cartoons, they watched sitcoms, you know. We only had one TV set, you know, either black and white or color. You know, no DVRs, no VCRs, no streaming, nothing. Just that. Yeah, that was your choice. If you had one TV set and if your brother or your sister want to watch another show, that's too bad. You fight over the TV channel. Like that. That's how it was. Okay, that'll be all for today. I'll do a recap of today's show. I discuss Borders Books and Music Bookstore, also Filene's Basement Clothing Store, and, of course, my memories of TV shows I watched when I came from school. That was a very interesting show. I enjoyed it. Hope you did, too. My next podcast episode, I don't know when I'll do one. I'll see, maybe tomorrow, maybe not. We'll see. I won't do one on Tuesday, which I usually do because I have some errands to get done. Also, Monday, I have to go to the hospital. So we'll see what happens. And I'll probably do one next weekend. And I'll think of something very interesting to talk about. I hope you enjoy it. Okay. So this is Picastanas for Vanished Galland Stories, the podcast. Thank you again for joining me. I hope everyone have a wonderful day. It's gorgeous outside. It's in the 70s. You know, I'm going to barbecue tonight. I'm looking forward to that. Probably the last barbecue for the year. And I'll do my walk, you know, which I resume my walking after about a week or two. So it's a beautiful day to do it in the afternoon, get some exercise. You know, so I feel good about it. I really feel good. So fingers crossed. And I need your prayers. I'm praying too. Okay, so I'm signing off. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now and with a little traveling music. So take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.